Authorities in India have detained 5 men in connection with yesterday's attack on the American Cultural Center in Calcutta. 4 policemen were killed in that attack. 18 were wounded, along with 1 civilian and 1 private security guard. There were no American casualties. Indian officials suggest the incident may have been staged by a Pakistani militant group, a charge Pakistan denies, but it's likely to add to the weeks of tension between the 2 nuclear neighbors. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The American Center reopened today with new sandbags and more security out front, but no definitive word on who carried out the attack. Nor is it clear if the men arrested today were among those who opened fire on the Indian policemen guarding the center yesterday morning, who, contrary to earlier reports, weren't even able to fire back at the attackers before they escaped. Yesterday, U.S. officials were cautious about calling the incident a terrorist attack. Today, they are saying the attack appears to be an attempt to terrorize both Indians and Americans. Beyond that, says U.S. Embassy spokesman Gordon Duguid, many questions remain.
Although there are media reports that 2 different groups have claimed responsibility, the accurate identity of the attackers is still to be confirmed. Therefore, we are working closely with the Indian authorities in order to establish all of the facts.
Indian officials, meanwhile, are indirectly linking the attack to neighboring Pakistan, once again ratcheting up the war of words that began after the December 13th suicide attack on the Indian parliament, an attack that's led to the largest troop deployment on the border between the 2 countries in decades. Some Indian officials say Pakistan-backed Islamic militants fighting Indian rule in the disputed region of Kashmir are behind yesterday's attack in Calcutta. Others, such as India's hardline Home Minister, L.K. Advani, say the attack may have been the work of a Dubai-based criminal gang with links to Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. So far, the Indian government has offered no conclusive proof for either theory. There have also been suggestions the attack may have been aimed specifically at the police to avenge the killing of an underworld boss by the police. Former Indian Foreign Secretary J.N. Dixit says that's not likely. He shares the government's view that the attack is probably the work of Islamic militants.
There are many spots in Calcutta where you have large-scale security deployment by the police and change of shifts. Why choose the American center? First, more publicity for what they are doing. Secondly, a message to the international community that our threat is not empty, that we'll reach out to Americans wherever we can. We are militant Islam. And in the process, if they can muck up our life, they do that too.
Security has been increased around the U.S. Embassy here in New Delhi and U.S. consulates around the country. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.